I come out here today to apologize to the people of New Jersey.
You know, I am deeply concerned about it.
I apologize.
And we are proud of the consumer protections we've put into place.
I found out about this attendance denied yesterday morning. By 9 o'clock this morning, Bridget Kelly was terminated. By 7 p.m. last night, Bill Stepien was told to leave the organization and leave the RGA.
You know, the easiest thing to do is to, you know, fire a whole bunch of folks and say, you know, they should have done this, they should have done that.
It was an awful, callous, indifferent thing to do.
Keep in mind that most of the folks who got these cancellation letters, they'll be able to get better care.
That was a searing bit of commentary, wasn't it?
That's something that we're going to do everything we can to get fixed.
If you lie when I ask you a question, you're fired. That's it.
The majority of folks will end up being better off.
I am sorry to all the people of this state.
You know, I take that very seriously because I want everybody out there to know that, you know, my entire intention here is to make sure that people have the security of affordable health care.
I am upset about this, and that's why I apologize to the people of New Jersey today, and why I apologize specifically to the people of Fort Lee who were inconvenienced over those 4 days. It's not right, and that's why I'm here apologizing.
You know, I regret very much that what we intended to do, which is to make sure that everybody is moving into better plans because they want them as opposed to because they're forced into it, that, you know, we weren't as clear as we needed to be in terms of the changes that were taking place. And I want to do everything we can to make sure that people are finding themselves in a good position, a better position than they were before this law happened. Keep in mind that most of the folks who got these cancellation letters, they'll be able to get better care at the same cost or cheaper in these new marketplaces because they'll have more choice, they'll have more competition, they're part of a bigger pool. Insurance companies are going to be hungry for their business. So the majority of folks will end up being better off, of course, because the website's not working right, they don't necessarily know it right. But even though it's a small percentage of folks who may be disadvantaged, you know, it means a lot to them and it's scary to them. And I am sorry that they are finding themselves in this situation based on assurances they got from me.
I apologize.